It's a great blessing to be with you again this morning. God has given us a new day. Life is short. We must redeem the time. Other men are out living for the world. We have the great privilege of studying the Word of God together. We're talking about a very important doctrine. The highest doctrine we can ever study. The doctrine of God. Now, yesterday we introduced it by talking about the importance of doctrine. Why is doctrine important? For the preacher's own spiritual life. And 1 Timothy chapter 4, Paul says you are to teach others, but you're also to feed yourself. If a preacher is spiritually weak, he cannot teach others. If your own well has no water, you cannot give water to others. If your own soul is dry, you cannot help others. 2 Timothy chapter
3.
What is the first purpose of Scripture?
Verse
15 and 16. It is for doctrine. We must grow in our understanding of the truth. So we can do two things. We can teach sound doctrine to the church. And we can protect the church from wrong teaching. In Titus chapter 1 and verse 9, what is the preacher's responsibility? He is to understand right doctrine. So he can teach others. And he can protect the church. Look in the book of Acts. And chapter 20. Paul is describing his own ministry. Chapter 20. Verses 17 through
27.
And look at verse 28. He begins to teach them their own responsibility. Chapter 20, verse 28. Be on guard for yourself and all the flock. The Holy Spirit has made you overseers. And what is their responsibility? To shepherd the church of God. This church is very precious to Christ. Why? Because he purchased it with his own blood. You must watch out for yourself. And you must watch out for the church. Why? Verse 29. After I depart, savage wolves will come in among you. And who are these savage wolves? False teachers. They will come in from the outside and they will steal the sheep. Notice verse Even from within the church, men will arise speaking wrong things. And they will draw away the disciples after them. False teachers from the outside. False teachers from within the church. And they bring wrong doctrine. And the church is led astray. So it's not enough to say, let's just love Jesus. We must grow in our understanding of the truth. And we must teach doctrine clearly. And the great and the first doctrine is the doctrine of God. Eternal life is to know the one true living God. And we must grow in our understanding of God our Father. So yesterday we talked about the existence of God. And what was our main point? We are not to try to prove the existence of God. We are to proclaim the existence of God. And that is what Paul did in the book of Acts. In chapter 17, when he went to Athens, and he spoke to the philosophers and the atheists, he didn't try to prove the existence of God. He preached the character of God. And we must preach the character of God as well. Then we talked about the essential nature of God.
The
Bible says God is a spirit. God is love. God is light. God is a consuming fire. We're talking about the first person of the Trinity. He does not have a body. He does not have many different parts. He is a simple spiritual being. He cannot be divided. And he is moral purity. And he is holy passion or emotion. And then we talked about the Trinity. One God, three persons, the same in essence and nature, equal in power and glory, one purpose, but with different functions. And see what this chart says right here. The Father is God. The Son is God. The Holy Spirit is God. But the Father is not the Son. And the Son is not the Father. They are equal in nature but different in person. The Holy Spirit is equal and he has the nature of God. But he is a different person than the Father. The Son is not the Spirit. But they share the same nature.
उनीहरूले चाहिँ एकअर्कामा चाहिँ बाँड्छन् बराबर हुन्
One God,
एउटै परमेश्वर,
three persons,
तीनवटा व्यक्तिहरू,
one purpose,
एउटै उद्देश्य,
different functions,
अनि विभिन्न क्रियाकलापहरू कार्यहरू.
The Father chooses,
परमेश्वर पिताले,
the Son redeems,
पुत्रले चाहिँ छुटकारा गराउनुभयो,
and the Spirit regenerates,
अनि चाहिँ पवित्र आत्माले चाहिँ नयाँ जन्म दिनुभयो.
And before all eternity,
ananta ananta sama prithvi srishti hunu bhanda pahile,
God had a purpose.
Parmeshwar ko uddeshya thiyo.
And Father, Son, and Spirit determined a plan.
Ani pita, putra, pavitra atma le yasto yojana banaunu bhayo.
And that purpose was to glorify the great name of God.
Ani tyo uddeshya thiyo ki परमेश्वरको नाउँ चाहिँ महिमित होउन् भनेर
And the father said I will choose a people
अनि यसरी पिताले भन्नु म मानिसहरूलाई चुन्नेछु
And I will give them to the son
अनि म तिनीहरूलाई मेरो पुत्रलाई दिनेछु
And the son said I will go and redeem them
अनि म अब जानेछु र उनीहरूलाई छुटकारा गराउनेछु
And I will give them back to the father
अनि म त्यसपछि उनीहरूलाई पिता कहाँ दिनेछु
And the spirit said if the father chooses and the son redeems I will give them life
अनि पवित्र आत्माले यसरी भन्नुहुन्छ कि पिताले चुन्नुहुन्छ पुत्रले चाहिँ छुटकारा
And this is the purpose of God.
यो चाहिँ परमेश्वरको योजना हो.
Look in the book of 1 Timothy.
आउनुस हामी पहिलो तिमोथीको पुस्तकलाई हेरौं.
1 Timothy chapter 2 Timothy 2 Timothy.
दोस्रो तिमोथीको पुस्तक
chapter 1
एक अध्याय
and verse 9.
नौ पदमा
We're talking about the doctrine of God.
हामीले चाहिँ परमेश्वरको सिद्धान्त विषयमा चर्चा
गर्दै छौं. We're talking about the trinity of God.
हामीले चाहिँ परमेश्वर त्रिएकताको विषयमा चर्चा गर्दै छौं.
Same purpose.
एउटै उद्देश्य.
Chapter 1
एक अध्याय
verse 9.
नौ पद.
He saved us.
उहाँले हामीलाई उद्धार गर्नुभयो.
He called us with a holy calling.
पवित्र आत्मा द्वारा बोलाउनु भयो.
Not according to our own works.
हाम्रो काम द्वारा होइन.
But according to his own purpose and grace.
अनि चाहिँ उहाँको अनुग्रह र उहाँको उद्देश्य अनुसार अभिप्राय अनुसार.
And this purpose and grace was given to us in Christ from all eternity.
अनि यो उद्देश्य र यो अनुग्रह चाहिँ ख्रीष्टमा हामीलाई अनन्त अनन्तसम्म पहिले नै दिइसक्नु भएको थियो.
God saves us.
परमेश्वरले हामीलाई
बचाउनु भयो. God calls us.
परमेश्वरले बोलाउनु भयो.
Not according to our own goodness.
हाम्रो चाहिँ असल कार्यले हाम्रो विचारले हैन.
But according to his purpose.
तर उहाँको आफ्नै उद्देश्यले.
And when did that purpose begin?
त्यो उद्देश्य कहाँबाट सुरु भएको थियो?
It began in the mind and in the heart of God.
अनि यो चाहिँ उद्देश्य चाहिँ परमेश्वरको हृदय र दिमागमा पहिल्यै भइसकेको थियो.
The triune God.
त्रिएक परमेश्वरले.
Before there was time.
त्यो समय हुनुभन्दा.
Had an eternal purpose
वहाको अनन्तको योजना थियो
one god
एउटै परमेश्वर
one purpose
एउटै उद्देश्य
three persons
तीनवटा व्यक्तित्व
different functions
विभिन्न कार्यहरू
all working together
सबै जना एकसाथ काम गरिरहनु
and if you don't understand the great purpose of god
यदि तपाईले चाहिँ परमेश्वरको महान योजनालाई बुझ्नुहुन्न भने
you cannot understand your salvation
तपाईले चाहिँ आफ्नो मुक्तिको विषयमा चाहिँ बुझ्नुहुन्न
So I ask you this question.
म तपाईलाई यो प्रश्न सोध्दछु.
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
पहिलो कोरिन्थीको पुस्तक 15 अध्यायमा.
Let's look at that again.
यसलाई फेरि हामी हेरौं न.
At the final resurrection.
अन्तिम त्यो पुनरुत्थानको विषयमा छ.
At the end of time.
त्यो अन्तको समयमा.
At the beginning of eternity.
त्यो अनन्त अनन्तको सुरुवातसम्ममा.
Chapter 15 verse 24.
पहिलो पहिलो कोरिन्थी 15 अध्यायको चाहिँ 24 पदमा
Then comes the end.
अनि त्यसपछि चाहिँ अन्त्य आउँछ.
And he Christ will hand over the kingdom to God the Father.
अनि परमेश्वर पिता कहाँ चाहिँ सबै राज्य उहाँले सुम्पि दिनुहुनेछ.
Christ came to this earth.
येशू ख्रीष्ट यो संसारमा आउनुभयो.
He preached the kingdom of God.
उहाँले चाहिँ परमेश्वरको राज्यको विषयमा प्रचार गर्नुभयो.
He established the kingdom of God.
अनि उहाँले चाहिँ परमेश्वरको राज्यलाई चाहिँ उहाँले चाहिँ स्थापना गर्नुभयो.
And he purchased a people with his own blood.
अनि उहाँले आफ्नै रगतद्वारा मानिसहरूलाई किन्नुभयो.
And that's the people that God gave to him.
अनि जुन परमेश्वरले ती मानिसहरूलाई दिनुभएको थियो.
And he verse 24 will abolish all rule and authority and power.
तब अन्त्यमा आउनेछन् र जब उहाँले हरेक शासन हरेक अख्तियार र शक्ति नष्ट पारे परमेश्वर अर्थात पितालाई राज्य दिन
सक्दिन्छ 25
पदमा
He will reign until he has put all enemies under his feet
किनकि उहाँले आफ्नो सारा शत्रुलाई आफ्नो पाउमुनि नपारुन्जेल उहाँले राज्य गर्नुहुन्छ
God the Father has put all things under the feet of the Son
परमेश्वर पिताले चाहिँ सबै कुराहरू चाहिँ आफ्नो पुत्रको पाउदानमा राखिदिनु भयो
And he's made him Lord of all authority and all power
उहाँले चाहिँ पुत्रलाई चाहिँ सबै शक्ति अनि सामर्थ्यमा चाहिँ त्यो प्रभु बनाउनु भयो
Verse 26
26 पदमा
And the last enemy will be abolished is death
सबैभन्दा पछि नष्ट पारिने शत्रु मृत्यु हो
So I ask you this question.
म तपाईलाई प्रश्न सोध्छु.
Verse 27 and 28.
27 र 28 पदमा
It says he has put all things in subjection under his feet.
अनि चाहिँ उहाँले सबै कुराहरुको उहाँ पाउमुनि अधीनमा राखिदिनु भएको छ.
God the Father has put all things under the feet of the Son.
परमेश्वर पिताले चाहिँ सबै कुराहरु अधीनहरु सबै कुराहरु चाहिँ
But he
पाउमुनि चाहिँ राखिदिनु भएको छ येशूको पाउमुनि.
There is one exception.
त्यहाँ चाहिँ एउटा यस्तो उस छ.
Look at verse 27.
27 पदमा हेर्नुस् है.
One thing will not be put under the feet of the Son.
सबै कुरा राखिनेछ तर एउटा कुरा चाहिँ येशूको पाउमुनि राखिदैन.
And what is that?
त्यो के होला?
God the Father.
परमेश्वर पिता आफै.
Verse 28.
28 padma.
When all things are subject to Christ. Then the Son himself will be subject to the one who subjected all things to him. The Son will subject himself to the Father.
पुत्र आफै चाहिँ पिता कहाँ पिताको अधीनमा हुनु भएको छ
सो दैट व्हाट
अनि त्यसपछि के भनेको छ
गॉड विल बी ऑल एंड ऑल
अनि यो कुरा हामी थाहा भयो सबै थोक उहाँको अधीनमा हुनुहुन्छ परमेश्वर नै सबै थोकको सर्वसर्वा हुन्
दिस इज कॉल्ड द इटर्नल सब्जेक्शन অর इटर्नल सबोर्डिनेशन অফ द सन टु द फादर
अनि यो चाहिँ अनन्तको चाहिँ पुत्रमा अधीनमा ल्याइएको परमेश्वरको योजना हो
So I ask you this question.
म तपाईलाई प्रश्न सोध्न चाहन्छु.
Throughout all eternity,
अनन्त अनन्तसम्म
the Son willingly subjects himself to God the Father.
पुत्रले चाहिँ पिता कहाँ चाहिँ आफ्नो अधीनतामा ल्याउने चाहिँ पहिल्यै योजना राख्नु भएको थियो.
Does this mean the Son is not equal to the Father?
यो भन्नुको अर्थ हैन कि पुत्र चाहिँ यस पितासँग चाहिँ बराबर छैन.
What's your answer?
तपाईको उत्तर के हो?
Is the son equal to the father?
के चाहिँ पुत्र चाहिँ पितासँग बराबर हुनुहुन्छ?
Then why does he subject himself to the father?
तर चाहिँ यहाँ पुत्रले पितासँग किन आफूलाई चाहिँ अधीनमा ल्यायो त?
Listen carefully. There is a subjection and position.
त्यहाँ चाहिँ अधीनमा भन्ने कुरा हामी पाउँछौ र एउटा तह र पोजिसनको बारेमा हामी
There is not a difference in the persons.
त्यहाँ चाहिँ व्यक्तित्वमा कुनै भिन्नता हामी पाउँदैनौ.
When Christ came to this earth, he willingly submitted to the Father's will.
अनि जब येशू ख्रीष्ट यो संसारमा आउनुभयो आफ्नो पिताको अधीनमा रहेर पिताको इच्छा पूरा गर्न वहाँ तयार हुनुभयो.
And at the end of time, he will willingly subject himself to God the Father.
अनि अन्तको समयसम्म पनि पितासँग चाहिँ आफ्नो अधीनमा आफूलाई अधीनमा ल्यायो अर्थात परमेश्वर पिताको अधीनमा बस्नु
Not because he's less than the father's person.
अनि यो हैन कि चाहिँ पिता जस्तो उहाँ हुनुहुन्छ त्यो भन्दा चाहिँ कम हुनुहुन्न उहाँ.
But for all of eternity he will be the obedient submissive son.
तर अनन्त अनन्तदेखि पहिल्यै योजना थियो कि चाहिँ त्यो पुत्रले चाहिँ पिताको सबै आज्ञाहरू पालन गर्नेछ.
So I ask you this question.
म तपाईलाई प्रश्न सोध्न चाहन्छु.
According to the book of Revelation.
प्रकाशको पुस्तक अनुसार
will we worship the father and the son or the father or the son? Will we worship both together or will we worship the father?
के चाहिँ हामीले चाहिँ उहाँ दुवै जनालाई पिता र पुत्रलाई चाहिँ आराधना गर्छौ
Will we worship both the Father and the Son? Or will we worship the Father only?
के हामीले चाहिँ पितालाई मात्र आराधना गर्छौ या चाहिँ पिता र पुत्रलाई आराधना गर्छौ?
Show me a verse.
तपाईले पद देखाउनुहोस्।
Show me a verse.
तपाईले देखाउनुहोस् प्रकाशको पुस्तकबाट मलाई त्यो पद।
When you give an answer, we need a verse.
उत्तर दिनको लागि चाहिँ अरु कुराबाट हैन।
We're talking about the relationship of the Father and the Son. The same in essence and nature. Equal in power and glory. When the Son came to the earth, he willingly submitted to the Father's will. At the end of time, he will willingly submit to the Father's authority. Not because he's less of a person, but because he will always take the position of the obedient son. But are both to be worshipped equally.
आराधना गरिनुपर्छ उहाँलाई चाहिँ दुवै जना बराबर हुन्छन् दुवै जनालाई चाहिँ हामी आराधना गर्न जरुरी छ
says what
yes quoting from the John
what does John say
योनाले के भन्दछ me and I and father are the same
That's true, but where does a verse prove that in eternity future, both the Father and the Son will receive equal worship? What Bible gives us a look into heaven? What verb, what book?
कुन पुस्तकले चाहिँ हामीलाई चाहिँ हेर स्वर्गमा हेर भनेर चाहिँ यो कुरा हामीलाई चाहिँ दर्शाइरहेको छ
Look at Revelation chapter 4
आउनुस हामी प्रकाशको पुस्तक 4 अध्याय
and verse 11 What person of the Trinity is spoken of here? The Father, Son, or the Spirit?
Pita, Putra, ya Pavitra Atma?
Chapter 4, verse 8. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come.
Pavitra, 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 pram prabhu, sarvasaktiman, parmeshwar, jo hununthyo, ra hununcha, ra jo aunu hunecha.
Verse 11. Worthy are you, our Lord and our God.
He is
speaking of one person. To receive glory, honor, and power. Why? Because you created all things. And because of your will, they exist and were created. What's the next chapter? 5 and verse 13.
प्रकाशको पुस्तक 5 को 13.
Here, two people are worshipped. Two persons.
यहाँ चाहिँ दुईवटा व्यक्तिहरू चाहिँ दुईवटा व्यक्तिहरूको आराधना भएको छ.
Verse 13. Every created thing in heaven, on earth, under the earth, and on the sea, and all of them I heard saying.
अनि स्वर्ग पृथ्वी पृथ्वी मुनि समुद्र र त्यहाँ भएको हरेक प्राणीले यसो भनिरहेको मैले सुने
To him who sits on the throne
सिंहासनमा विराजमान हुनेलाई
Number 2
दोस्रो कुरा
and to the lamb
अनि त्यो थुमालाई
be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever
स्तुति सम्मान महिमा र सदा सामर्थ्य सदा सर्वदा होस्
verse 14
14 पदमा
and the four living creatures kept saying amen
तब ती चार जीवित प्राणीले भने
आमेन and the elders fell down in worship
अनि ती धर्मगुरुहरु घोप्टो परेर दण्डवत गरे
in chapter 4 god the father is the object of worship
सारो अध्यायमा चाहिँ परमेश्वर पिता चाहिँ आराधकको चाहिँ एउटा हुनुहुन्छ तत्व हुनुहुन्छ
chapter 5 the lamb is worthy of worship
अनि चाहिँ पाँच अध्यायमा हामी हेर्छौ भने चाहिँ त्यो थुमा चाहिँ आराधकको चाहिँ योग्यको हुनुहुन्छ
look at chapter 5
आउनुस हामी पाँच अध्याय
verse 9
नौ पदमा
they sing a new song
तिनीले एउटा नयाँ गीत गाए
they sing the song of Moses and of the lamb
अनि चाहिँ त्यहाँ चाहिँ मोसाको चाहिँ उनीले गीत गाएर चाहिँ त्यो थुमा
What was the song of Moses?
अनि मोसाको गीत के थियो त?
It was a song of redemption from slavery.
अनि यो चाहिँ गीत थियो के दासत्वबाटको छुटकाराको गीत थियो.
What is the new song?
अनि चाहिँ नयाँ गीत के हो त अब?
The song of the lamb.
अनि चाहिँ त्यो गीत चाहिँ थुमाको गीत.
Verse 9.
नौ पदमा.
Worthy are you to take the book and break its seals.
यहाँ लेखिएको छ यसरी चाहिँ
To take the book and to break its seals.
तपाईको यो चर्म पत्रको मुठो लिने र त्यसको मोहरलाई तोड्ने योग्यको हुनुहुन्छ.
Why?
किन?
For you were slain and purchased by your blood men from every kindred, tribe, nation and tongue.
तपाई मारिनु भएर आफ्नो रगतद्वारा तपाईले परमेश्वरको निम्ति हरेक कुल भाषा मानिस र जातिबाट मानिसलाई छुटकारा
दिनुभयो. Verse 11.
11 पदमा.
I look and heard the voice of many angels around the throne.
तब मैले हेरे अनि सिंहासनमा जीवित प्राणीहरु.
Verse 12. What did they say?
तिनीले के भने त?
Worthy is the lamb that was slain.
अनि चाहिँ मारिएको थुमा सामर्थ्य वैभव बुद्धि.
Receive power, riches, wisdom, might, honor and glory and blessing.
सामर्थ्य वैभव बुद्धि शक्ति सम्मान महिमा र स्तुति ग्रहण.
Now listen carefully.
ध्यानपूर्वक सुन्नुहोस्.
When Paul talks about the son submitting himself under the father's authority.
जब चाहिँ पौलले चाहिँ येशू ख्रीष्टले आफ्नो पिताको अधीनतामा हुनुहुन्छ भन्ने कुरा बताउँछ.
He does not mean he is less of a person.
यो भन्न खोजेको हैन कि उहाँ भन्दा चाहिँ एकदम कम तल्लो दर्जाको हुनुहुन्छ भन्ने
कुरा हैन. He will receive the same worship.
अनि चाहिँ उहाँले पिताले जतिकै पुत्रले पनि त्यतिकै बराबर चाहिँ आराधना लिन जरुरी छ.
Alright, let me give you a little question for a test.
तपाईहरुको परीक्षाको लागि सानो प्रश्न म दिन चाहन्छु.
Acts chapter 7.
प्रेरितको पुस्तक 7 अध्यायमा
When Stephen was being stoned.
जब चाहिँ स्टीफनलाई चाहिँ ढुङ्गाले हानिएको थियो.
He looked up into heaven.
उले चाहिँ स्वर्गमा आफ्नो आँखा उगा ओ
आँखा लगायो. He saw two things.
उले दुईवटा कुरा देखेको पाउँछौं त्यहाँ.
What did he see?
के कुरा स्टीफनले देख्यो त्यो बेलामा?
He saw what? What's the first thing he saw?
पहिलो कुरा के देख्नुभयो उहाँले?
The glory of God.
परमेश्वरको महिमा देख्नुभयो.
What's the second thing he saw?
दोस्रो कुरा के देख्नुभयो उहाँले?
Jesus at the right hand of the Father.
येशू ख्रीष्ट चाहिँ आफ्नो पिताको दाहिने हातपट्टि बसिरहनु भएको
देख्नुभयो. Let me ask you a question.
म तपाईलाई प्रश्न सोध्न चाहन्छु.
God the Father does not have a body.
परमेश्वर पितासँग चाहिँ यस्तो शरीर छैन है हाम्रो जस्तो.
What did Stephen see?
स्टीफनले के देख्यो त?
He saw some visible expression of the glory of the Father.
एउटा दृश्य के परमेश्वरको महिमित कुरालाई चाहिँ उले देख्यो.
Now when the Bible speaks about one sitting on a throne, it's using figurative language.
जब चाहिँ बाइबलमा यसरी बताउँदछ कि चाहिँ परमेश्वरको राज्यमा सिंहासनमा बसेको भन्ने कुरा चाहिँ एउटा यस्तो भाषामा चाहिँ बताएको छ.
That's talking about God's majesty.
अनि यो कुरा चाहिँ परमेश्वरको वैभवको बारेमा चाहिँ
बताइरहेको छ. God's sovereignty.
परमेश्वरको सार्वभौमताको विषयमा बताइरहेको
छ. God's power.
परमेश्वरको शक्तिको बारेमा बताइरहेको छ.
God's dominion.
परमेश्वरको चाहिँ सार्वभौम अधिकारको बारेमा बताइरहेछ.
It is a figure, a picture of the glory of God.
एउटा चाहिँ परमेश्वरको महिमाको एउटा चित्रण हो.
So when Jesus says this, Matthew 5, blessed are the pure in heart.
Why?
For they shall see God. Where is the glory of God revealed? Look in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. We're talking about the doctrine of God. We're talking about the Trinity. We're talking about the relationship of Father and Son. We're talking about the revelation of the glory of God. Second Corinthians chapter 3. Paul is comparing the old covenant and the new covenant. He is the ministry of the old covenant with the ministry of the new covenant. And what does he say? The old covenant was written on stone. The new covenant is written on the heart. The old covenant was a ministry of condemnation. The new covenant is a ministry of justification. In the old covenant, its glory was temporary. And the new covenant, its glory is permanent. The old covenant came through Moses. The old covenant came through Moses. The new covenant comes through Christ. In the old covenant, the glory of God was on the face of Moses. In the new covenant, where is the glory of God revealed?
Chapter 4.
Verse 3. If our gospel is hidden, it is hidden to those who are perishing. Chapter 4, verse 3. Why? Verse 4. The God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers. And who is the God of this world? Who's the God of this world? Satan.
Satan
has limited control. Limited power. Temporary influence. And he had blinded the minds of unbelievers. So they might not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Notice verse 6. God said, light shall shine out of darkness. He is the one that is shown in our hearts, the light. And what does that light reveal? The knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. The glory of God in the Old Testament was revealed upon the face of Moses.
परमेश्वर को महिमा चाहिए पुराना नियम में चाहिए मोशा को अनुवार में चाहिए भाई को थियो.
In the New Testament, the glory of God is revealed in the face of the new Moses.
तो अच्छे नया करार में चाहिए परमेश्वर को महिमा चाहिए तो नया मोशा को अनुवार में प्रकट गरिएको थियो.
Christ is the new Moses.
येशू ख्रीष्ट नया मोशा हुनुहुन्छ.
He is the Passover lamb.
उहाँ चाहिँ बलिदानको मेम्ना हुनुहुन्छ.
He led us out of slavery.
उहाँले चाहिँ हामीलाई पापदेखि चाहिँ दासबाट पापको दासबाट छुटकारा गराउनु भएको छ.
He led us not to Mount Sinai. No.
उहाँ चाहिँ हामीलाई चाहिँ सिनाई पर्वतमा हैन.
He led us to Mount Zion, to the true mountain of God.
तर चाहिँ हामीलाई माउन्ट जायन भन्ने त परमेश्वरको चाहिँ पर्वतमा हामीलाई लगेको छ.
And the glory of God is revealed in the face of Jesus Christ.
परमेश्वरको महिमा चाहिँ येशू ख्रीष्टको अनुहारमा चाहिँ प्रकट गराइएको
छ. He is the image of God.
उहाँ चाहिँ परमेश्वरको प्रतिरूप हुनुहुन्छ.
And so when we talk about the Father, Son and Holy Spirit,
जब हामीले चाहिँ पिता पुत्र र पवित्र आत्माको विषयमा चर्चा गर्छौ भने
we are talking about persons that are equal in nature.
अनि चाहिँ ती तीनै व्यक्तिहरु चाहिँ उनीहरुको व्यक्तित्वमा चाहिँ उनीहरुको उसमा चाहिँ बराबर छन्.
Equal in power.
शक्तिमा नि बराबर छन्.
Equal in glory.
महिमामा उनी बराबर छन्.
Receiving worship.
अनि चाहिँ आराधना पनि उनीले प्राप्त गर्छन्.
But different in function.
तर उनीहरुको कार्यमा कार्यभागमा चाहिँ विभिन्न प्रकारले उनीले आफ्नो आफ्नो प्रकारले काम गर्छन्.
And in eternity the Son will submit to the Father.
अनि अनन्त अनन्तदेखि नै चाहिँ पुत्र चाहिँ आफ्नो पितासँग चाहिँ पिताको अधीनमा थियो.
Not because he's less than the father.
यो होइन कि उहाँ चाहिँ पिता भन्दा चाहिँ अलिक कम थियो अर्थात् थोरै थियो उसको शक्ति.
But because he was sent from the father.
उहाँ चाहिँ पिताबाट पठाइएको हो.
He submitted to the father while he was on earth.
यो संसारमा हुँदा चाहिँ उहाँले पिताको अधीनमा बस्नुभयो.
And when he goes back to the father,
जब चाहिँ उहाँ फेरि पिता कहाँ जानुभयो,
he will forever be the obedient son.
अनि चाहिँ अनन्त अनन्त सम्म नै चाहिँ आज्ञाकारी पुत्र हुनु भएको छ उहाँ.
And when Christ went back to heaven, he took something with him that he never had before.
अनि चाहिँ जब चाहिँ येशू ख्रीष्ट स्वर्गमा जानुभयो त्यो भन्दा पहिला उसमा के त्यस्तो नभएको कुरा उले लिएर जानुभयो उहाँले लिएर जानुभयो.
What did he take?
उहाँले स्वर्ग जानु हुँदा के लिएर जानुभयो?
That he did not have before.
पहिला उहाँमा त्यो कुराहरु थिएन. Glorified body.
A glorified body.
महिमा शरीर लिएर जानुभयो उहाँले.
हाँ? Yes, and right now.
अनि अहिले
he is in a real place.
उहाँ चाहिँ एउटा त्यो साँचो अनि सत्य ठाउँमा हुनुहुन्छ.
With a glorified physical body.
अनि चाहिँ त्यो शारीरिक शरीर चाहिँ महिमित भएको छ.
And one day you will see him in that glorified body.
एक दिन तपाईहरुले चाहिँ त्यो महिमित शरीरमा तपाईले देख्नुहुनेछ.
Look in the book of Hebrews.
हिब्रूको पुस्तक हेर्नुहोस्.
And chapter 2.
हिब्रूको पुस्तक 2 अध्यायमा
Verse
11.
Both he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified are from one Father.
पवित्र तुल्याउने र पवित्र तुल्याएकाहरु पनि सबै एउटै परिवारका हुन्.
Jesus is the one who sanctifies.
येशु ख्रीष्ट हुनुहुन्छ जसले हामीलाई चाहिँ पवित्र तुल्याउनुहुन्छ.
The church is the one that is being sanctified.
त्यो मण्डली चाहिँ जो येशू ख्रीष्टद्वारा चाहिँ पवित्रीकरण गराइएको छ.
And they're all from one father.
अनि सबै कुरा एउटै पिताबाट हुन्.
Verse 12.
12 पदमा
Christ says this.
येशू ख्रीष्टले यसरी भन्नुभएको छ.
I will proclaim your name to my brethren.
अनि चाहिँ मेरा भाइहरूको अगाडि म घोषणा गर्नेछु.
Verse 13.
13 पदमा
The last phrase.
त्यो अन्तिम खण्डमा
One day Christ will stand before the Father.
अनि एक दिन चाहिँ येशू ख्रीष्ट चाहिँ पिताको अगाडि उभिनु हुनेछ.
And he will present a gift to the Father.
अनि परमेश्वर पिताको अगाडि सम्मुख उहाँले चाहिँ त्यो उपहार प्रस्तुत गर्नुहुनेछ.
Verse 13.
13 पदमा
What is that gift?
त्यो उपहार उहाँले के कस्तो के उपहार लिएर उहाँले जानुहुन्छ दिनुहुन्छ आफ्नो पितालाई त्यो उपहार के हो त
Yes, behold, I and the children whom God has given to me.
Malai ani jun Parmeshwar le malai dieka chhora chori haru ti bishwasi harun.
Now listen carefully.
Dhyan purvak sunnuhos.
The Father gave the Son a bride. The Father gave the Son a bride.
Pitale chai putra lai chai tyo dulhai dinubhayo.
The Son gave the Father many children.
Ani chai putra le chai pitalai chai dherai chhora chori haru dinubhayo.
And the Father and the Son gave a Holy Spirit a dwelling place.
Ani pita ra putra ani chai pavitra atma chai tyo chai basobas garne thau bhayeko cha.
And one day
ek din
you and I
tapai ra ma
will be right here.
Ami tya hune chau.
And the Father has given us to the Son.
Pitale chai hamilai putra kaha dinu bhayeko cha.
And the Son has given us to the Father.
Putra le feri hamilai pita kaha sumpi dinu bhayeko cha.
And the Father and Son has given us through to the Holy Spirit.
Ani chai pita ra putra le chai feri hamilai pavitra atma kaha dinu bhayeko cha.
The Father loves the Son.
Pitale chai putra lai maya garnu
cha. The Son loves the Father.
Putra le pita lai maya garnu cha.
The Father loves the Spirit.
Pitale chai pavitra atma lai maya garnu
cha. The Spirit loves the Father.
Pavitra atma le chai pita lai maya garnu cha.
The Son loves the Spirit.
Putra le chai pavitra atma lai maya garnu cha.
And the Spirit loves the Son.
Ani pavitra atma le chai putra lai maya garnu cha.
And how will they express their love to one another?
Kasari tiniharu तिनीहरूले चाहिँ एक अर्कामा चाहिँ आफ्नो माया चाहिँ बाँडचुट गर्दछ त
थ्रु द चर्च
मण्डलीबाट विश्वासीहरूबाट
एन्ड थ्रु आउट ऑल द इटर्निटी
अनन्त अनन्तदेखि बाट्ने
यु विल बी राइट हियर
तपाईँ त्यहाँ हुनेछ
एन्ड ए ट्रिनिटी अफ लभ
अनि त्यो त्रिएकताको प्रेम हामी पाउँछौँ.
Now that's the most glorious thought I can ever consider.
मैले कहिले नसोच्ने कुरा चाहिँ मैले जान्दछु कि यो अचम्मको कुरा हो, यो महिमित कुरा.
Right now we're poor.
Pardon me.
Right now we're poor. Poor, no money.
अहिले यो समय चाहिँ हामी चाहिँ गरिब छौ, पैसा छैन.
Right now we are nobodies. No one. Nothings.
हामी चाहिँ केही पनि हैन अहिले, हामीमा केही नि छैन.
Right now the world does not recognize us.
अहिले यो समय चाहिँ संसारका मानिसहरूले यिनीहरू को हुन् भन्ने कुरा केही पनि बुझ्दैनन्.
But you are a gift from the Father to the Son.
तर चाहिँ तपाईहरू चाहिँ परमेश्वर पिताबाट पुत्रमा दिएको उपहार हो.
And one day the Son will present you to the Father.
एक दिन चाहिँ पुत्रले चाहिँ तपाईहरूलाई चाहिँ पिता कहाँ चाहिँ लानुहुनेछ.
And for all of eternity you will share in the love of the Father, Son and Holy Spirit.
Ananta ananta samane jab tya janu hunecha tapai le chai pita putra pavitra atma ko prem chai prapta garnu hunecha tapai linu hunecha.
You will behold their glory.
Waha ko tyo mahima ma tapai haru.
And you will share in their love.
Ani waha ko prem haru tapai le baanchut garnu huncha.
And the love of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit to one another will go through the church.
अनि चाहिँ परमेश्वर पिता पुत्र र पवित्र आत्माको प्रेम चाहिँ हामी मण्डलीहरूद्वारा चाहिँ यसरी चाहिँ बहेर जान्छ, बगेर जान्छ.
John chapter 17.
योहन्नाको पुस्तक 17 अध्यायमा.
Let's look at this verse and then we'll take a break.
हामी यो पदलाई हेरौ अनि त्यसपछि बल्ल हामी चाहिँ विश्राम लिने छौ.
This is Jesus' prayer.
यो चाहिँ येशु ख्रीष्टको प्रार्थना हो.
Verse 24 and 25.
25 र 26 पद.
This is where we're going.
Sorry, 24 and 25.
24 and 25.
24 पद र 25 पदमा हामी हेर्ने छौ.
This is our final destination.
यो चाहिँ हाम्रो अन्तिम चाहिँ बिन्दु हो, अन्तिम चाहिँ हाम्रो ठाउँ हो जहाँ हामी पुग्ने छौ.
This is the prayer of Jesus.
यो चाहिँ येशु ख्रीष्टको प्रार्थना हो यहाँ.
Verse 24.
24 पदमा.
Father, I desire that they whom you have given me be with me where I am.
पिता म इच्छा गर्दछु कि तपाईले मलाई दिनुभएकाहरू म जहाँ छु मसँग रहुन्.
So they can see what? So they can see my glory, what you have given me. For you love me before the foundation of the world. Verse 25. O righteous Father, although the world has not known you,
yet
I have known you, and these have known that you sent me.
Verse 26.
And I have made your name known to them, and will make it known. For what purpose? What purpose? Look at the last part of verse 26. What purpose? What's the purpose? Where is it saying, brother? Here it is. What purpose? Look at the last part of verse 26. Six?
Yeah. 26 pad ko chai antim khanda lai hernus ta.
To see and share the love of the Trinity. One day this is where you will be. And the Father will love the Son through you.
The
Son will love the Father through you. And the Father and the Son will love the Spirit through you.
You will
be in a circle of love. God the Father gave you to the Son. As a bride. The Son will give you to the Father as a family. And the Father and Son will give a great gift to the Spirit in which He may dwell forever. And for all eternity, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit will love one another through you. You believe that?
Yes.
One day, you will behold His glory, and you will share in His love. Well, let's pray.